How big a challenge is it this week with two big receivers?
Real big. You know, I call those guys, I call them game changers. You know, them guys that definitely can wreck the game. They can beat you short, long, however you want to. You know, you gotta get up and challenge them. You know, because one thing they do well is get the ball in space and make something happen.
How different are they, DLC? You know, if you're lined up against each one of them, what do you have to keep in mind?
You got to keep in mind that Roddy White has been doing it a long time. He's a vet, savvy guy. He understands zones and man coverage. He knows when to sit it down and keep it going. And with Julio, you know, it just, you got to be physical. You got to get up and challenge him. You know, you watch film, a lot of guys, you know, tend to play off him because he's a bigger, stronger guy. And that's when they throw the little quicks to him and he take it all the way. So you definitely got to play him physical.
How important is it to not go 0-2? It seemed like 0-2 kind of set a terrible tone last year that maybe didn't quite go away.
You know, that's very important to try to get back on the winning side. You know, it's a home opener. You know, you always want to win your home games, but just to get that feeling back of winning and getting on the right path and going in the right direction.
Do you feed off that energy from the home crowd?
Yes, sir. You know, anytime you got the home, the fans behind you, it gives you like almost a natural high, just like a high to go out there and just keep on going, and especially if you start early. You know, the main thing is we got to get out there and get them into it early.
On the pass interference, did you go back and look at that again, and have you gotten any clarification on what you did wrong?
Nah, I mean, the coaches say that when they talked to the ref, that he said it wasn't a pass interference, but, you know what I mean, he that's just a call I got to live with. You know, he made it at a crucial point of time in the game, and, you know, it definitely hurt, but, you know, you got to live from it, and you got to understand what he's seen and try not to do it again.
You know, Prince said sometimes you guys will pick a side, sometimes you'll pick a man. Which do you prefer and why?
I prefer whatever he say. You know, he that's how he is. He's the kind of guy. He's, hey, DR, let's go this way, let's go that way. You know, I play off him because, you know, one thing I know is he knows a lot of things. He studies a lot, so I feel like he put us in the best situation, so I go off him.
So that's something you guys can decide on the field.
Yes, sir. So, you know, coach give us leeway as far as just understanding and knowing our matchups. That's part of coming in on a Wednesday and Thursday. You got to understand and give a breakdown on your guy, and we do a pretty good job of that.
So is it once you get in the game, is it kind of a feel thing, or?
Kind of for film first, you know, and try a little bit in practice and how we feel, we go from there.
Last time I checked, you're older than me. You can't pull back.
Nah. I am older, but, it works. You know what I mean? It works, so I'm sticking with it for a while.
Ideally, do you want to mix it up against their big two receivers?
Yeah, because we two different style corners. You know, Prince is more in-your-face guy that would want to press. I'm more off and want to sit back and kind of jump routes a little bit. So it's definitely giving a different look.
One more question.
Thank you.
Did you hear about the NFL? I guess they came out and kind of said that it was a bad call to pass interference.
Yeah. Coach told me. You know, I definitely watched film on it to see what I did wrong and see what he said that I did wrong, and said I got him on the shoulder trying to go for the ball. So, you know, that's just one you got to live with. That was a tough one.
Does it make it any difference that the NFL said they blew the call and shouldn't have?
Yeah, because that was a critical time in the game. You know, you go from third down to giving them a first down, and they're going in from possibly kicking a field goal to getting seven. So it's definitely a crucial point in the game.